Zechariah Perek Dalet Pasuk Vav, wrapping up the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. So the Malach said to me, "Do you know what those are? How can you not know what those are?" And I said, "Lo Adoni, I have no idea." Vayan vayomer Eli leimor. So he answered, and he spoke to me, saying, "Zed Dvar Hashem El Zerubbabel leimor." This is the message. This is the word of God to Zerubbabel, saying the following. So Zerubbabel is the leader who's trying to get the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a message through you. And the message is, Lo v'chayel v'lo v'choach. Not by military force. Not by physical strength. Ki im beruchi, Omar Hashem Tzavakos. But by my spirit, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lord of Hosts. And that's a tremendous message for us, certainly today, even as we speak. Just the other day in Congress, it was a very narrow thing to try to prevent the Israelis from getting any aid from America. The wonderful Jewish Democrats in the Congress, including our very good friend Bernie Sanders, tried to make sure that the Jews got no help from America. And the Jews depend a lot on their military force, and they depend a lot on their military best friend, depend a lot on their allies. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us for all time, it's not through military force that you're going to succeed. It's not through strength. It's only ki in Baruchi. That word ki is very, very important. It's only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael achieves great things. In this case, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem's going to inspire, says Rashi, Dar Yovesh, to have kindness and grace to allow a lot of the supplies. Even then, we needed supplies from our allies. We couldn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in the poverty-stricken state that we were in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, without Dar Yovesh providing supplies for the reconstruction. So, for all those who worry about America's friendship teetering as it is in the Democratic Party to Eretz Yisrael, it's always ki im baruchi. That's what we have to remember, no matter how dire things may look. Zayin mi ata har hagadol lefnei Zerubbabel lemishar. Who are you, O great mountain? So, rhetorical question. Rashi says this refers to princes on the other side of the river who have stopped the work on the Beis HaMikdash until now. So, all of you mighty mountains out there. Lefnei Zerubbabel lemishar. Before Zerubbabel, you will sink to become a plain, a valley. We'll knock you right down. You can't stop him. You're going to be flattened. Votiyas Evan Harosha. And he is going to bring out the stone of the main architect. Teshuos, chein chein la. That's the end of the Haftarah right there. With cheers of grace, God's grace. Grace, or beautiful, beautiful. That's what they're going to cheer when the time comes. So the main architect, the main architect at the head of the builders, says Rashi, the human architect. It could just as easily refer perhaps to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the grand architect of all of human history. The Mepharshim don't say that this is a reference to that. They use it as a kind of commonplace reference to a human being. But the people are going to be shouting, Chein, Chein, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. So some of the Chazal say this is referring to the Mashiach, and this is going to be the final Beis HaMikdash. When it's built, and the great stone is the great cornerstone of the foundation. The Evan HaYetzirah, the foundation stone. That is, of course, a different rock when you use capital F, capital S. But a foundation stone is not a small thing. Vayihi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemor. Pasuk Ches. Another word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me saying. So we're not finished yet. Yedei Zruavel Yistu HaBayis HaZeh. V'yadav Tivatsa'na. Zerubbabel's hands founded this house. His hands will complete it from beginning to end in the days of Koresh, says Rashi. His hand is going to complete it as well. Betza can also be used. Sone Betza, people who hate bribery. I don't know, maybe some bakshish was needed. But this Betza is a good Betza. Yivtza in Yeshaya Perik Yud. Rashi, my recruiter, Radak will bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to complete all his work, Yivtza. He's going to bring it to a conclusion. And you will know that Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, is the one who sent me to you. Ki mi vaz liyon kitanos. You, whoever despise the day of small things. And don't we all do that sometimes? Something small happens. We despise it. We're negative. And what the Mefarshim say this is talking about is that the smaller size and stature of this Beis HaMikdash. When the cornerstone is laid on the second Beis HaMikdash, it's a very poor thing compared to the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. We remember everybody was weeping when they saw it because it just wasn't the same. But, you know, a day of small things can lead to greatness. Sometimes you got to start small. You got to put one foot in front of the other. V'ra'u es ha'even ha'bedil b'yad Zerubbabel shiva eila. When they see the stone of distinction in the hands of Zerubbabel, when they see the plummet in the hands of Zerubbabel, these, shiva eila, sevenfold, enei Hashem, the eyes of Hashem, hema mishotetim b'chol ha'aretz, are roving to and fro throughout all of the earth. And this is kind of a strange physical idea. The idea somehow of God looking out, kivayachol, with seven eyes at everything that happens out in the world. So the menorah that we described, the big bowl of oil, has seven spouts. And they represent God's eyes, Rabbi Angel, Rabbi Chaim Angel says, looking in all directions. Imagine all of the drones, all of the cameras, everything that we have staring at us everywhere we go in New York right now. But the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are upon you. They can see a lot more and a lot more completely and the meaning of everything. So the lamp with the seven spouts, the Malbim says, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing light to the world. The olive trees are sons of oils, Zerubbabel and Yehoshua, the great leaders of the Jewish people at this time, supplying oil to the lamp, which means they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are fueling God's presence and light in the world, says Rabbi Angel. So it's a beautiful concept and a beautiful idea. And those trees are coming up next in the vision that Zechariah is describing.